before I had my my child, I had a miscarriage, which many women have. It's very common, but we're very quiet about it, which is weird because it happens, and then the next day somebody's like, "Hey, how was your weekend?" Ugh. When I had mine, I was at my parents' house. I was about 8 weeks pregnant. I was at my parents' house in Arizona, and I was visiting, and then it happened in the bathroom, and my mother is like, "Oh, let me put it in some Tupperware. I have the perfect size." Yeah, I'm sure that's how they sold it to you. You know, you're not gonna need this now, but eventually, I mean, one day, for your first trimester, we have the, and. So my mother, my husband, and I, and our little bundle, we all went to the emergency room together, and we were there, and for a long time, like 6 hours, and finally it's like 3 a.m., and we were allowed to leave, and we're walking out. And as we're walking out, we hear someone yelling after us, like, "Hey, wait, hey, stop, stop, you forgot something." And I look back, and it's the nurse running after me with the Tupperware. "Hey, you forgot this. You forgot it. Don't you want it?" And I was like, "Yeah, I want it. Heck yeah. I'm gonna put my future children's mac and cheese in here. Then we can be a family again." If you put your ear up real close, you can still hear the heartbeat. Technically, it was my mother's Tupperware, but I think the saying goes, if you stow your miscarriage in something, it's yours forever. Losers keepers, am I right? Anyhow, true story. Miscarriages do suck. They suck. They're the worst. I think that if you have to go through an unwanted miscarriage, you should be able to have a hassle-free, wanted abortion. Right? It's done. Even if, like, you're in Alabama and the occasion calls, you know, and they're like, "No." And you're like, "Excuse me, but I'll be using this." And then you slap down your free abortion card on the counter like a Amex Black. Then they're like, "Ma'am, this is a Wendy's." I'm like, "Oh." Fair enough. Fair enough.